Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend. Hope you had a good time enjoying the wonderful weather. Gentlemen, how are we doing on the
That's
Monday
wonderful
morning?
Weather to you.
It was beautiful.
Just
it was
a hair dryer on your face.
I thought it was great.
Oh, look who's back.
Oh, I'm back.
Both of you are back.
Jake, was I gone? I was gone for the weekend. I go, you're right. I didn't do the show Saturday. Was I supposed to do it Sunday?
Well, did you miss a little bit of time on Friday?
No. Well, a little bit,
like an hour.
Yeah, not even.
So you're sort of technically back. Well, we're all back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. You're back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. Yeah, Jake's back.
I'm back.
Jake's back.
The place did not burn down in my absence. I'm happy to see that.
A couple times it almost seemed like it.
I've heard some things.
You're back, though.
I'm back.
Hawaii.
From Hawaii. Yes, it was fun. What's the Big Island?
Any chance you brought back any macadamia nuts, chocolate macadamia nuts?
We did. I didn't bring any to the studio today. I did bring a gift to get you guys in a second.
You didn't have to do that.
I kind of did. I was expecting one. I'm not going to lie. I was expecting something. I was.
Sip didn't bring us back anything from Hawaii.
When I went to Wisconsin, I brought back spotted cow.
That is true.
I brought back the cow.
If you ever go again, please bring that back.
Yes, and I will.
Every time it's a requirement
to
bring back
spotted cow. You don't have to bring me back spotted cow.
I'll take yours then. You can bring Sip back something.
I don't dislike spotted cow, but I hate to think that every time you go to Wisconsin, you're required to bring me back.
It's pretty important.
It's okay because it's not like I'm whipping up there every weekend. Okay. No, I've been there once in the last 5 years, whatever. So twice.
If it happens this year, please bring back spotted cow again. That'd be fantastic.
I did. We did do that thing one time when we were up there, and I recall it.
Yes.
It was with Baz.
With Baz.
And we had to get spotted cow for I don't know how many people. But we went into a store and we loaded the back of the car with spotted cow. It must have been 12 cases. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I think I had like 3 or 4. Yeah. But here's the deal. This is the reason that I like spotted cow.
Why?
Because they are very firm that they do not sell it outside of Wisconsin.
No.
And it makes it interesting.
It's smooth,
for just that reason. Once that is like, make it national, no one cares then. No one cares.
It's smooth beer, too.
Back in the day, if you went back into the 70s, like that, when anyone went to Colorado, it'd be like, can you get some Coors?
Is that right?
You couldn't get
Coors. When did they start selling that?
I don't know when it sold,
probably 80s. You're teaching me something. I didn't know that.
Oh, 100%.
It was like spotted cow.
It was like spotted cow was in Colorado.
Wow.
If someone went, it was like they'd pool their money. If someone's going to be in Colorado, they'd pool their money.
I had no idea.
And please give me some Coors.
Where was I?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't of legal age.
Were you checked out the internet?
No. In the 70s, I was
Yeah,
all
you were.
In.
You were in. Yeah, you were locked in the 70s.
I was an expert on everything in the 70s.
Everything.
We've seen your expert of all the lineups of baseball teams.
Jake's
in the
70s. Back.
Yes, yeah. It's good to be back.
Hawaii.
Did you listen to the show at all, Jake?
No.
No parts of it?
I honestly took a week completely away. Yeah. I did about a half hour of work every night, and that was it. The whole time. It was glorious. Got back about 2 o'clock on Saturday.
P.M.
And chilled.
I did follow
yesterday.
Jake's trip home.
You
I
did.
Was, I was tracking Jake.
Bill called me. I was at the airport in Denver at about 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. or so. He was out gallivanting.
Yeah, we got to talk about it
we
this
will.
Weekend too. 7 a.m. You were in Denver.
I had just it took an overnight flight from Hawaii to Denver.
Got
in about 6:05 a.m. He called me about 7 a.m. and I was eating some breakfast at that point.
It was
good. Okay. I was getting filled in on the week, filling on the weekend, and getting ready for the week to come. It was good.
Then you got to Omaha at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, no, about 12:30. But after all of getting food and getting all the bags packed up, 2 o'clock to Lincoln.
You immediately mowed the lawn.
I did. I got home within 5 minutes. The mower was going.
Good
it,
God.
It was. I mowed on Friday or Thursday before I left last 2 weeks ago.
That's a long way. Yeah,
and it was a jungle. I said, all right, first thing, bags out of the car. I'm mowing it right now.
That's nothing in Northeast Lincoln.
Thought I needed a machete for a second to get through the grass, but I didn't. Just raise up the level.
Seeing Jake out there with a machete would be awesome.
What's
just
Jake
whipping, just whipping down the just Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones.
I thought I had to go that route for a second in the backyard.
Oh, that'd be incredible. Is there any chance? Do you think? I don't know if there'd be any interest breakers check in. If there's any interest at all on a 3 hour, if I did a 3 hour podcast on my trip to Arthur, because it would take 3 hours.
We can do that on.
It would take
what's
three.
Today?
Today is May 12th.
Well, Dr. Love went for an hour. Jake,
did it?
On
I heard the game show went really late at some point, a couple times.
What's it? We're a little late. We're a little late in the game show, and we barely won,
there.
Also.
Okay.
We were 1-4.
1-4. Yeah, hey, you did go winless, though. That's
but
good.
The thing was, the bagel boy was up. But yeah, I could spend a 3 hour. That was the most life-changing
trip
of my life.
Well, it's two.
Most life-changing.
We're not in any hurry.
Just briefly, going out to Arthur and having a chance to
May 12th.
To speak at the commencement was incredible. Graduating class of eight. And and the gym was packed. The gym was
a big class for Arthur. Eight.
What's the high school called?
What's that?
Is this Arthur
school? Arthur County.
Arthur County.
Arthur County.
Okay, that's
here's the interesting part. No one in this class lives in Arthur County. A couple of the classmates are probably 70 miles apart from each other.
God.
Because of where their ranch is at and where the other ranch is at. Yes, no one lives in town. No one lives in town. Everyone's on a ranch somewhere.
No one lives in town.
And it was just
that
just,
would make sense.
I went out to the Vintons on Friday when I got out there. Their lane is 18 miles. Their lane is 18 miles. I drove 18 miles on a road as wide as your car.
You're kidding.
You get out there. And when you get there, the whole drive is incredible.
Is it paved or is it?
It was paved like an oil road. And so it's like an oil road, kind of like asphalt oil. But it was, I mean, every time you came over a hill, it was like, oh, wow, what's coming over the other side? He goes, and they're like, yeah, sometimes you might meet a semi. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't know where you would go. I'd have no idea what you would do. But the hospitality, oh, unbelievable. They're a little different.
I like the way you said that.
Hospitality.
I do like
that. And we drove the ranch, went around, went and met his brother.
The Vintons.
Then came into town. At that, met Selena. She had room 4 ready for me at the motel.
The hitching post.
The
right?
hitching post.
Hitching
went to
post.
The hitching post.
Room 4.
Room 4. Then I walked down to the bunkhouse, and they weren't serving dinner that night, but I didn't have to worry about it because there was a party in there and they had a taco bar, so I was invited to that
taco bar.
How about the tacos?
What's that? I didn't have much because it was a party. I was invited to it. They did do a pizza also. I took a pizza a little bit later. But I did have some cookies to go home. They sent cookies home.
Nice. So pizza and cookies.
Yes, it was.
How was the pizza?
Oh, it was ridiculous. It wasn't just like a tombstone. It was a hybrid. It was a hybrid 5-meat quality. Yeah.
I'm always always interested in the food.
They have a it's important. They have a it's the population. The town's 120. But I told the class right before.
Okay, this was Saturday
now. So mm-hmm. before the commencement, I said, I go, there's two types of towns. And especially rural, I said, when you have a pool, we've talked on the show about that.
Oh, yeah.
Those who have a high dive and those who don't. And they have a high dive.
Don't tell me they had a high dive.
Oh, yeah, they had a high dive. And there was no chance it was coming down either. I go, you hold on to that like grim death. I said, you do not ever let someone say, you know what? Insurance says we got to take the high dive down.
That, like grim death.
You hold it on to that like grim death. And they're like, they all agree. They have a pool in a town of 120
and who
people.
Who takes care of that pool?
Here, Bill? It gets better. I'm out for a walk. I walk by the pool.
It's part of my phone call
Saturday. And the pool is on a gravel road. And so I walk by. There's Selene and her husband and their daughter. I think it was a daughter, I believe. A little kid out in front. And I'm like, oh, hey, Selene, how you doing? And talk to the husband like that. And I go, this is incredible. I said, you have your own pool. I go, yeah, it's amazing. You know, we can get there in 9 seconds. She said, and then I go, and the guy goes, yeah, it's 60 years old, breaks down something like that. I go, who do you get to come out and fix? He goes, I just fix it. It's not a big deal. Just the guy across the street, just a dude.
For no
just
pay,
a dude.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's no chance he was billing the city. There's no chance he was billing
just
the city.
Just what I do.
No,
part of my job.
It's
here.
Part of my job.
How
it's what I do.
How big is pool?
What's that? That's a good size.
It's a good size city pool.
It's got a high dive.
City pool
for a town of 134.
And I'm going to say, back in the day, if you remember, it's way different now. The deep ends back in the old pools, they were like 12 foot deep. It wasn't like it's like, oh, it's it, you're down deep. It's 7 foot down here. No, it's like 12 to 14.
No, 100. Yeah.
When you went down to grab the drain, your ears would pop.
Oh God.
Oh
yes.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
Well, if there's a high dive, it's got to be pretty.
Yeah. And then I ended up back at the bunkhouse again.
Why wouldn't you?
Saturday night. Oh, first of all, a little road trip though. So we get done with the deal. I go. They have this,
get done with the
speech,
the ceremony, the commencement, which was unbelievable.
Did you do a good job?
I don't know if I did a good job. That would be for them to
Arthur check in 464-5685.
I felt good about it. I did. I felt really good about it.
464-5685.
Anyone from Arthur that was there, they can. We have a lot. I met a lot of breakers again. Get done with the deal. I'm standing there. There I get a bunch of hut, and oh, it was great.
Gym's packed.
And I get done. And I'm like, okay, so I go to the reception. Now, they have all the reception, I think, except for a couple. Six of them were at the same place, the community center. And it was incredible. But I got done, though. I said, you know, listen, I'm going to go for a drive. So I drove to Hyannis. So I wanted to go to Hyannis. That's where Terry Keneally's from. So yes. So I drove to Hyannis just to see the town. And that, again, another remarkable time. Hyannis is built on a side hill. It's the wow. steepest town in America. Never
really?
Seen a town that steep.
It's built on a side hill.
It's not. Arthur is completely flat, and Hyannis is built on a hill. Right, by, and they have a, but they have a railroad. Yeah, they have a railroad. Whoops, right by. The train came by when I was there.
Okay, now wait a second. How far of a drive is it from Arthur?
34 miles.
Oh, not very far.
Not bad. 34 miles, but it's just
whipped in your
truck. Talk about scenic. Oh, unbelievable. Anyway, it was a game changer. I told Laura on Friday night, I said, I go, if you leave me, and we all know there's a chance, we know she can do better. And so if you leave me, I said, tell the girls I'm living in Arthur. That's where I would be.
Find me at the bunkhouse.
Yes.
Would you just get a little house?
Get a little house. Yes. I didn't see any for sale signs up, though. You can't even get a spot.
They
have apartments? A couple lots. So I have apartments.
Imagine going to Arthur and seeing Bill by the pool. Just chilling. Having a drink,
the
pool.
That's
Bush on the high dive.
Who is that? That's Bush.
Why is Bush going down the high dive?
And then I walked.
He's going up the high dive.
You can probably Google it because they said they're the only 6-man field to ever be featured in Sports Illustrated.
Really?
And I walked the field and took some pictures and videos.
We got those pictures,
those pictures. And I'm telling you, I go up. If they're on one side, on the north side, it's all evergreen trees. So I'm going to say the ball goes into the evergreen trees probably 10 times a game. And then on one end zone, in the east end zone, if you score a touchdown in the corner, you're going to run right through an evergreen tree. There's like four of them back there.
Really? Are they mature?
Yeah, mature. Yes, very mature trees.
I mean, they're big.
Yes.
They're not just little.
The drive out there, you just when you get off the interstate at North Platte, And you start your drive, everything changes in about, I'm going to say, 6-7 miles. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, I'm in a whole different world now. And it was unbelievable.
A pretty good picture.
Yeah. Hung out with Garrett and his wife, and a bunch of the teachers were all in the bunkhouse on Saturday night after the event.
And you have a new hat also.
Oh, yeah. So you'll love this one.
Hold on.
So, yeah, Krusty's, another incredible store. It's a feed store right there in town. It's incredible. So I mentioned just a couple of the graduates. I go, They go, Coach, did you go to Krusty's? I go, I didn't go there. I drove by it, and when I went out to check out the airport, they went to check the airport out, Grass Airport. So I go out to check it out. I go, God, Krusty looks incredible. And then I go, I want a hat. And they're like, oh, they're incredible hats. I go out to my truck Sunday morning. There's two hats for me. The graduates went and got two Krusty's hats for me.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about, Arthur.
Oh. Now, if you would end up...
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Single, if yeah. Laura does in fact leave you, would your private plane have a place to land in the
this would be
you
more
a spot.
Of a, it might be private plane, but we better have a couple props on it, propellers on this. But I thought
Cessna.
But also we started talking, everybody's like, oh no, there's a lot of planes out here. That's common. Really? Cause to get around, you know, any place you go.
Is that right?
A lot of planes out there.
That's a whole
lot of ranchers have that.
Now
they don't take scooters around.
No.
We do have some feedback here. I asked people who, if anyone's there, please chime in. Candace in Whitman says, wonderful speech. Good job, Coach.
Thank you. That's
that
very
was
nice.
Candace in Whitman was at the speech, at the ceremony.
Candace.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So.
Well, I was that, she has to say that. I was actually at her house, too. So.
Oh, okay. And
she doesn't have to say it.
Her, also, we talked about they have some hunting and fishing opportunities.
Yes.
So we discussed that about pheasant hunting, and we were talking about just different things. And I was at their house for a long time. I was in the house. We were all around the ranch. And I, the first thing they said, I go, if you came out hunting, is there any chance that Duke would come? They want to meet Duke. And I'm like, Duke will be an appearance out here.
Why? Yeah, why not?
How about this one? This is, again, Duke. Different times.
Like, Duke.
We whip out, and all the kids are out. I meet all the kids and stuff, but we're driving around the ranch. And all of a sudden he goes, oh, man, a couple of the calves are out. They were at the other spot, and just calls his son, which amazed me, he called his son. That they had cell phone service out there.
They did have cell phone service. Is it
calls
good?
His son, mm-hmm. Whips out there in his four wheeler, and you see him out there. He's just moving cattle like that. Gets them all back there. Then he stops. He goes, "Hey, we got some problems with some fence down there and different stuff like that." He's like,
"They're doing it."
He's like 15. He goes, "I'm just gonna go back and grab the stuff and fix the fence." First thing I asked him the next day at the graduation, "How'd the fence go?" And he walked through all the problems he had, but he just handled it.
General problems.
Yeah, he just handled it. He wasn't like, well, I was gonna play video games. I was gonna play Fortnite for a while, Dad.
Easy.
You know, that instead, he's like, no.
so now, wait a second. How long is the drive out there?
5 hours.
Okay.
That's a drive. It's a commitment.
Yeah.
You just
wander out to Arthur.
You have XM radio, though, so I had something to listen to the whole way.
Gotta get XM.
Yeah, it was the way to go.
Casey in Seward says, the Krusty's hats are in high demand. I was in Nashville. And had 5 people want to buy them right off my head. Yeah, guy from Wisconsin ordered 8 of them off the website while I was in the Kid Rock bar in Nashville. Yeah.
They're that
They're I think Frosty intimate. Had one of those hats, too.
I'm sorry?
Frosty.
Really?
I think he had a Krusty's
hat. Did he have
a
Krusty's hat?
Yes, he did.
That's very
I think
possible,
he did.
Right?
He used to go out into that area to deer hunt. Yes. I found that out also.
Did he?
There's no one I didn't
Frosty
get.
Frosty used to go out there to deer hunt?
Yeah, he had a Krusty's hat one time.
I met a lot of people out there. It says Arthur on it, too.
It does. Hold Arthur. On a second. Arthur yeah. N.E.
I love the hat.
It's a good hat.
It's striking. Yes. It's a striking hat.
So anyway, I don't know. I'll probably be out there probably once every 2 weeks.
Pop out there. Where's Bill at? Oh, he's at Arthur.
If you see Arthur, you'll like this one too. So I'm going for my walk, and a guy stops me.
You went for a walk.
Yeah, elderly gentleman side. He goes, "Oh, you're not from here. Who are you?" And so I'd explain to him who I was. And
who goes there?
I told about eight people this story, and every one of them, hand to God, goes, "Oh, that's Barry." They knew he was. Barry's the guy who stopped you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He goes,
"Wait a second. Who are you? You're not from here."
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
He didn't mean it bad, right?
Oh, I almost got in a cribbage game at the general store on Saturday morning getting my coffee. Coffee was free. Yeah.
At the general store.
At the general store. And the lady told me, she goes, "No, you're not from here. You need to figure anything out. Just come in here. We'll let you know what's going on."
Free coffee?
Yeah, it's free coffee.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Arthur.
And the weather was good.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, it was perfect, right?
Yeah, it was great.
And I didn't know, we learned today that Hyannis is on a hill.
On a hill.
Built into a hill?
I'm going to say, if you're at the school and you get on a skateboard, you'd get up to 60 miles an hour coming down the hill. That's quite a hill.
No kidding.
So I wonder if Terry Keneally had to run the hill.
There's some exercise there.
I didn't see that. So Hyannis also has a pool, town of 130. I didn't see their pool to know if they have, can someone confirm if they have a high dive or not? Someone can please check
Arthur
that.
100% has a high
100%.
Hyannis, unclear.
Yes. I sent a photo to my nephews of the pool within 4 seconds. High dive.
First comment.
Anyway, sorry about that. I got very excited.
Eventually I want to hear more about the speech. Was there a commencement song? I mean, you know that song they played, Jake?
That was played.
Was it?
It's not graduation without that.
It had to be piped in. Remember, we talked about the school band was also graduating. So a guy would have had to.
With an eight-person graduation
class. Guys would have had the tuba coming out, which would have been boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Kind of wish they had that, actually.
Oh, imagine if a guy led
a really good tuba.
If they led the class in with a tuba playing the graduation song, I'd have lost it. I tell you the one thing, I don't know.
Tuba sounds really amazing.
I'm really worried about. I was one of the four that sat on the stage. Uh-huh. And when they got their graduation, when they got their diplomas from the superintendent, they had the hand in the shake and the suit. They got their diploma.
Okay.
I was sitting right behind him. I think I'm in every picture. I think I'm in every graduation picture.
So you had to have a normal face.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't making faces.
That guy graduated. Yeah. And he didn't want to be doing anything stupid.
No,
picking
exactly.
Your nose or
no,
something.
No, not exactly. Right. I kept very
on your phone.
Yes.
You weren't on your phone.
No, I didn't have my phone out.
You weren't reading text.
I was not reading text.
You weren't scrolling.
Sending pictures to the chat. No.
You weren't scrolling. So it sounds like it went well. When did you get back, by the way?
I didn't get back till 1:30 yesterday.
Jeez,
something.
That's a long
weekend.
Weekend
in Arthur.
Because you
weekend.
Left Friday.
Left Friday.
Before the show was over, right?
Yeah.
That's what I meant. You're back.
Yeah. Got you're back. I missed 40 minutes. Jake was gone for 2 weeks.
No, 1 week.
And a day.
And a weekend. 6 days. I don't have much to report in Hawaii.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I don't want to follow it. It was a big story there.
What? Now, wait a second. You have a lot to report from Hawaii.
I'll give you some details.
You flew several thousand miles.
The flight was something.
You snorkeled?
I did snorkel. I saw chickens on the golf course, which I sent pictures every time to sip.
A lot of chickens, right?
Chickens. The chickens. For some reason, there's a bunch of goats in Hawaii now. Yeah. I went to Kauai a couple
I don't know
years
if that's
ago.
New.
There's no, it is new because they, my family had been there 10 years ago.
They imported them.
They imported them, and now they're a problem. They brought them in to try to maintain some things. Now they've taken over the island.
Maintain.
They're eating too much vegetation.
Are they?
They are literally everywhere. It's kind of an eyesore, actually.
Goats?
The goats are, now they're smart. Unlike deer who are on the road, the goats are never on the road. You never hit a goat in Hawaii. They are very smart to stay on the side of the road, but they are literally across the whole island. We drove from Kona to Hilo. Goats everywhere. The whole drive.
Okay,
they're
a second.
Everywhere.
Do you remember this? You've spent a lot of time on the island.
I don't remember this. I did see two goats in Arthur.
Just I did see two goats in.
To balance out the conversation.
Conversation, but never. I would say this when I drove through when I was in Arthur. I didn't ever say there's goats everywhere.
No, well, there's thousands.
They're a problem.
There's a problem.
Why research? They are a problem.
Are they?
They brought them in to help. I'm not sure what they help with, but they brought them in intentionally. Now they've overtaken the vegetation. They can't get them under control, and now there's like goat hunts you can go on to take down the goats.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Doesn't sound like it'd be a very tough hunt.
No.
Whether Jake wrestle
one down.
Yeah. you could.
You shoot them out your window.
You could take like 20 down in a matter of a few minutes.
And these are not big snarling goats.
There's some billy goats out there.
Billy
goats with the beard, with the horns. There's billy goats on the premises, in the island.
Cut that one up.
There's billy goats. A lot of billy goats. I went snorkeling. I was in the ocean a lot.
Were you in the ocean a lot?
Yes. I almost got touched by a manta ray in the ocean.
Touched? Like, really?
So you did the night snorkeling?
Did night snorkeling.
Hey,
that was cool.
What happens if you touch the manta?
You can't touch a manta. If they see you touch a manta, it's a $10,000 fine.
I have no idea.
If they see you reach down intentionally and you touch the manta.
What if you touch it unintentionally?
Then it's not a fine. Okay. If the manta touches you, that's the manta's fault.
And it's not a problem.
But apparently
the manta does not get fined.
No fine for the manta. Just you. If you intentionally reach down and touch the manta. Night snorkeling was very fun.
Jumped around.
Jumped off a big boat several times.
Back to the manta. They're not dangerous.
They are not. Now, the stingrays are. They have stingers. Like they had a tail on them that you think would be able to hurt you, but for some reason they said they're not dangerous animals or dangerous.
Did you go to Waikiki Beach? Where?
No,
were
Waikiki, that's in Honolulu.
Okay,
that's Oahu. I was in Big
I don't
Island.
Know the island.
Kona/Hilo.
Dukes. Yes,
I don't know the.
There's
islands.
No Dukes in the Big Island, unfortunately.
So when I went there, was I not on the?
There's
Big
seven
island?
Islands. No. There's seven main islands, right? Or is there?
Yeah.
I was on Waikiki.
You were on Oahu.
Yeah.
Oahu.
The Big Island and Maui get a lot of traction off of away from Oahu. Yes.
Okay, so I was in Oahu.
I would say the one thing that really was unfortunate is I got a flat tire in the rental car. That's a pain in the ass. That's a giant pain in the ass.
Oh, I can't.
So we go up to this. There's a mountain in near Kona called Mauna Kea. It's like 13,000 feet. I was literally above the clouds. It was above the cloud.
Whoa.
And the comment the whole time was, whoa, it sucks to have a flat tire up here. I said, oh, God, here we go. You're speaking this into existence. We're going to get a flat tire. Went all the way up. You had to use gears on the way down because if you ride the brakes, you're going to have some big problems. I had to get on the different gears to go down the mountain.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so we get back to the resort, and I see, hey, my tire says low PSI. I say, oh, wonderful. There's a flat. Uh-huh. And so brother-in-law Taylor gets the donut out and puts it on the car.
Okay.
And so we go to take the car back the next day. They're like, you guys took the tire off? I'm like, yes. He's like, no one ever comes here and takes the tire off. They always have to call AAA or something. He's like, you guys have got some dudes in your family to make this happen. I said, well, it wasn't me. It was Taylor. He did the whole tire situation. So they were shocked that we actually took the tire off the car and put the donut on to even get back to the rental car place.
Okay.
Which I thought there was a fee.
That doesn't sound
apparently there's
bad.
Not a fee at all no. to get your car exchanged. I thought that if we didn't get the insurance from the rental car place, I thought they might charge us for that. But I guess it's on them for that. But it was not very fun to have a leak in your tire.
Taylor, though, handled it.
He handled that.
Yeah.
But
so not a
had night. Some good food.
I thought you had to change it like on the side of the road of the mountain.
No.
Changed it at the resort. We got lucky. There was a guy serving us Mai Tais.
We got lucky because they kept saying
hula dance.
But they kept saying it would suck to have a
buried
flat tire
a pig right
now.
next to the car. So we
Where's
had some
the luau.
I did not do a luau.
Fresh coconut water.
No luau this time.
Yeah.
Coconut water.
However, I did get you guys a gift. Now,
all right. Now,
on this show, we get a lot of gifts and we appreciate a lot of gifts from Breakers. And a lot of times it's the same thing for all three of us. So I tried to do the same thing. I don't want us to say someone's hat is better or someone's gift is better. I got you both the exact same thing.
I like this.
Fine.
Uniformity here.
Jake is an amazing human being.
So I told
you, wow.
A lot of chickens in Hawaii.
Look at that! I'm wearing it right now.
I got a black hat where it says Hawaii with the big rooster on it.
That's a not
okay. Mine. I'm wearing mine.
Eagle.
Now Bill's got the crusty hat on, so you can keep that.
I'm going to hold this. This will be on tomorrow, Jake.
Oh, you did perfect.
But it's a black hat. You know, we like black hats. We simple hats. It's a simple hat that says Hawaii with the big rooster on it. And I sent Sip a video. I was on the golf course Friday with roosters all over the place. So it made it even more proper to end the day.
This is...
Look at that.
You know, Jake, probably everything.
Is it big enough? Is it big?
Let me see. Just take your hand off.
That's a great hat.
Looks good.
Thanks, looks good. Jake.
You're welcome.
Looks good, Bill.
Well, I got such a melon for a head.
Got a John big old melon.
John Cougar melon head.
You got a big old melon.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. All right, good job.
That is...
I like that. Hey, Jake, that's a good report.
Well, the flight was... taking a flight at 7:35 p.m. and landing at 6 a.m. is rough. It's difficult to sleep on a plane in a six and a half hour ride. Took no drugs, nothing, no Benadryl, whatever.
Hard.
I slept maybe a half hour, and so it was a rough recovery
day. Did you do the movie thing?
No. I didn't watch a single thing from...
You just sat there.
Sat there.
Just sat in quiet
silence. I don't want to be up. I wanted to go to sleep. And I think
I'd have medicated myself. I'd have been Tylenol PM or something.
Tylenol PM?
Yeah.
I should have.
You're rested now?
I feel better today. Yeah. I mean, yesterday was really a chill day. I didn't do anything besides mow the yard Saturday.
You know, unpacked.
The office.
Yesterday I came to the office.
You know, one of our favorite things that we enjoy, that especially me and Steve enjoyed a lot, is just about once every 10 days I'll knock out the rundown. And so it's just so much. Jake yelled at us yesterday.
I said, Mother's Day. Yeah, doing some
Mother's Day.
Day.
Mother's Day, I'll get wife. To it. And me and
Sip. This afternoon.
He immediately said, ha ha ha.
I know. Every time you send it, I laugh.
Every time.
It gets me so every single time.
It's usually on a Sunday.
I try to change
it. 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
I try to change it up a little bit, too. It's like that. Hey, I'll talk to Sip. We'll knock this out. I have a different way to do it. But just
super funny. Jake sometimes gets mad.
It's so
that
mad.
Makes it even better.
Jake gets so mad. He yells at me every time. He's always saying,
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
I'll get
this afternoon.
Give me some time. And I did. One last thing, Idle Chit Chat, and then we'll move on. We'll go to the next segment. It's been a full segment of Idle Chit Chat. Rightfully so for me.
We have a lot going on.
Thank you,
Andrew.
Thank you to Swim for covering for me.
Oh,
it's,
Swim.
It's not easy to leave and trust it's going to go well, but Swim always, I trust Swim, and he did a great job. So thanks to Nick Sainert for helping out for 6 days, getting up early and helping host
and
the host
show. And then doing another show right after it.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
It's almost like a nightmare to me. I mean, that 5 hours.
Did he bring up his fitness at all on the show?
What's that? Fitness and diet came up
every
day.
Every day?
Every day. Some fitness and some sort of new protein bar. Some sort of new.
Heard he was late to the show on Tuesday.
He did. He was late.
Had some food poisoning.
Yeah, had some problems. Yeah. Had some stomach issues. We don't need to get into that.
Didn't matter. Ellie was here. Was on air. Was ready to go.
Oh, God. There was one problem we had. We didn't get to the real. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go for it.
We have it was an awkward problem last week that you didn't know about.
What?
I didn't know really what was going on. She, right when she was leaving, you were gone. You had taken off to Arthur. She came up to me and goes, "I'll see you at my party." And I was like, "I didn't think I was invited. I didn't know."
Didn't she give us all invites?
Apparently she did.
Yeah. Yes,
but it was
did.
Awkward last week because she kept talking about the party. I'm like, man, I didn't get invited. This is really nice. And I never said anything. Yeah. I would never say anything. So I didn't know about her. I didn't go to the party is the bottom line. Because I didn't know about it. She just, when she said that to me, I'm like, I didn't think I was invited. And it was awkward because she kept talking to you about it.
And not I thought, to you?
And my You're all invited.
Was, I, yeah, my thought
she
was.
She knew I couldn't be there.
Yeah. My thought was, don't talk about your party if you're not invited.
We're definitely invited.
But I was invited.
Yes.
I just didn't know.
We talked about BYOB, right?
We talked about BYOB. Yeah, we got it in a text.
Was it a text?
It was a party invite. Yes, and it had BYOB. And we talked about how awesome it is to get.
So, Derek, if you're listening, I just didn't know. When Ellie, now we had already had plans. I had already had plans with my mom and others, and I couldn't go on Saturday. So Derek, it was just that I don't remember getting an invitation. It was a text invitation.
Laura stepped up for me. She went.
So Laura went.
Was that a text? When did we get? Was it over text? The
pretty
invitation.
Long time
it was a via
ago.
Text. Yeah,
via text. Okay,
like several weeks ago.
I think maybe a month ago.
Yeah. Okay, that's
so that you're in the clear for that. Right. But it's okay.
Yeah, you're fine. My wife made an appearance.
All right, where the stool was represented.
Yes, yeah, stool was there.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this month, and if your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. That's Newton's Lawn Care. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297.
Can we win it? Can me and Steve win it?
I don't think so.
No.
I think you guys are exempt.
Ineligible.
That.
Thanks for the hat. I'm You're serious. Welcome. This will be the hat I wear most of the time.
Did you wear the chicken shirt last week like you promised you would?
Oh,
no,
God,
you did. He told me he's going to wear the shirt I got him from Kauai. He didn't wear it, though. It's okay.
It's
all right.
I can't believe Jake's back.
Did I promise?
You did. Well, you said you would wear it.
I'll wear it tomorrow with the hat.
With the hat? That's great. When we come back, an update on Bill Belichick and the situation at Carolina. We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.